I want to use this time this evening for each one of us to let the Lord deal with us. Oh, that the Holy Spirit would bring us together in unity. And so much so that when someone walks in this place, if they have demons, the demons can't stay. If there's sin in their life, they can't stay that way. That we be drawn, hallelujah, together in the Holy Spirit. Turn with me in your Bibles, if you will, to Psalm 139. I'm going to read aloud the full chapter. That it might prepare our hearts. Psalm 139:1, O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. One of the great fears in life. There's several great fears in life. One of them being rejection, another one death, another one pain. But another social fear is that if you knew who I really was, you wouldn't like me. And so often we hide behind facades. We look good on the outside, but in the inside we're not okay. But I want you to know the Lord has searched us and He knows us. There's no getting away from it. He knows the real me. And that's the beauty of it. He knows the real me and He still loves me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. He's saying even before I think it. Thou compassest my path with my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. There is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Ooh. I got to be careful I don't get sidelined here, but nothing can come out of your mouth except that which is already in your heart. And just because you say I didn't mean it afterwards, if it's not in there, it can't come out. And often we can control that. But sometimes when we're angry or something, we can't, and things come out of our mouth. And you say, where did that come from? It came from your heart. Thou hast, verse 5, Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Hallelujah. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit? Or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. And if I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there Thy hand shall lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee. But the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee. What you can hide from men, you cannot hide from God. Listen to this next verse. For Thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. God knows you even in the womb. That's why you don't kill unborn babies, because God already knows them. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. He's describing the marvelous development of a baby in a womb and God's fashioning things together. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, and how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, and I am still with thee. Think of it, friends. Think of it. I don't know. I don't even have a guess if how many billions of people have lived since Adam. And yet, here's this guy saying his thoughts just for him are unnumbered. Just for one person. We don't know how big God is. We don't know how smart he is. Have you ever thought of that, like, this big old world, what do I matter? I'm little to nothing. And someone taught me this, I don't know who it was, but in business, the bigger you are in a company, the bigger a company is, the more attention to detail they must pay. They must pay more attention to detail. And one of my friends growing up, his dad worked for Kodak. And a small company can get away with some waste because there's just not enough of it to make a difference. This guy, when he was working at Kodak, figured out how to cut a quarter of an inch off of picture paper, things you print pictures on. A quarter of an inch, so they would not waste a quarter of an inch on this. It saved them multiple million dollars because they were so large. It has to get down right to the quarter of an inch of paper, and it makes a huge difference. So the bigger you are, the more attention you must pay to the smallest detail. How big is God? How big is the universe? He pays attention to the smallest detail. And the devil gets up every morning and lies to you and say you don't matter, your thoughts don't matter, your actions don't matter. Baloney. God is into the intimate details of my life. Verse 19. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked neighbor that plays rap music all the time. Oh God, depart from me therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee. I hate them with perfect hatred. I don't know how you marry this to Jesus, love your enemies stuff, but I count them mine enemies. He's saying, your enemies are mine enemies. And now we get down at the end of the chapter to the nitty-gritty. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Search me, O God. And I'm going to ask us to allow the Lord to search us tonight, O God, so that He would know my heart, and then test me or try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting, wherever I need to be turned around. I might be led in the way of everlasting instead of the way of wickedness. Here is the beauty of knowing the Lord and allowing Him to have His way. There's no hiding from God, Hebrews tells us very forthrightly. Hallelujah. That the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it will do its work in us, even to the separation of the bone and marrow and the soul from the spirit. And when you open your heart, I'll be frank with you, it's not an easy thing to do, to become completely vulnerable to the Lord. But the secret is, He already knows. So when you say, go ahead and search me, He's already searched you. He already searched the churches in Revelation 2 and 3. He already knew what was going on there. He knows what's going on. He knows our questions. He knows our doubts. He knows our fears. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our strength. He knows all those things. And when we say, Lord, if there be any wicked thing in me, take it away and lead me into life everlasting. Some questions tonight that you may want to ask. Am I in right standing with the Lord? It is the most important question in the world. Am I in right standing with the Lord? Listen, the only way you can get in right standing with the Lord is to have the blood of Jesus applied to your life and against your sins, and to be honest with God, to repent of those sins, and do your very best to leave them in the rearview mirror and to follow Jesus. Am I in right standing? I don't care if you've been a church member for 40 years. I don't care if you're a deacon. I don't care if you're a district superintendent. You ask, Lord, am I in right standing with you? You may be surprised when you're still and He answers you. He answered those churches in Asia Minor. He says, listen, I know what you're doing. Some of it's good, but there's some things that need to be straightened out. Another question that we could ask ourselves tonight. Are there things in my life that are hindering my walk with the Lord? I could rephrase and say, are there people in my life that are hindering my walk with the Lord? Another question, are there godly things that are missing in my life? Sometimes, you know, we miss things. Do you know how easy it is to quit reading your Bible every day? Just miss one day. And then be really busy the next day. And the third day you forget, oh, I'm supposed to do that. And then the fourth day, and suddenly you've been a week and your Bible is sat on your desk or your table, bedside table, and not been opened. Are there godly things that are missing in my life? Another question. I didn't say this would be a fun service. Am I hanging on to grief or a wound or an offense? This is what the psalmist was doing in 139. He said, search me. Am I hanging on to a grief, a wound, or an offense against me? Am I hanging on to that when I should really let it go and give it to the Lord? All right, don't shout me down. Why did I write these questions? Anyways, are all the relations in my life pure? Let me repeat that. Are all the relationships in my life pure relationships? Another question we could ask ourselves tonight, I probably should have had Angela put them up. Am I where I am supposed to be? Am I where I am supposed to be? Another one, am I doing what the Lord has me to do? Am I fulfilling what the Lord has for me to do on this planet? Don't worry about what Joe is doing over here or Betty's doing over here. Am I doing what the Lord has for me to do? And it doesn't matter whether it's a high job in man's eyes or a low job. All that matters is, am I doing what the Lord has me to do? And if I am I doing it with the proper mindset? Am I looking at it properly? Am I following the Lord in what I am doing? Do I have a good attitude about it? Have you ever been someplace and you know the Lord has you there, but you don't have a good attitude about it? Okay, sit there and lie. All right. My last corporate job. The last several years, I was uneasy. It was not was not easy for me. What was easy was to complain about leadership. And I did not have, and I was bothered by it in that I did not have the right mindset. If, Lord, if this is where you have me to be, then I need to have a good attitude. Or if they offer a good early retirement package, I will take that. And when COVID hit and they came out with a decent package, I said, God bless you folks, and I'm down the road. But am I doing it with a proper mindset? Another question I'm almost done. Am I living a life of obedience to the Master? Am I operating in obedience to what Jesus would have me to be, what He would have me to do, the relationships in my life? Am I living? It's hard to live in obedience to the Master if you don't know how to be still. And a hush fell over the crowd. My last question. Tim, come. Give us a little move music. Thank you for all you're playing. Appreciate it. You don't need to clap for him. You're just his mother. Come on. And grandmother. All right. Last question. Each of us, I feel like we need to ask tonight. Am I full of the Holy Ghost? You could have been baptized in the Holy Ghost in 1932. But today, are you full of the Holy Ghost? Are you walking and living in the Spirit? Am I walking and living? Am I full of the Holy Ghost? Now, just before we go, I'm going to run down these questions one more time. Am I in right standing with the Lord? Are there things in my life that are hindering my walk with the Lord? Are there godly things that are missing in my life? Am I hanging on to grief, a wound, or an offense? Are all my relationships in my life pure? Am I where I am supposed to be? Am I doing what the Lord has me to do? Am I doing it with a proper mindset? Am I living a life of obedience to the Master? And am I full of the Holy Ghost? This is not to beat us down. This is to reveal what's inside of us so the Lord can deal with us so that we can have a move of God. If we all just come to church and hide behind our facade and make believe everything is okay and we're wonderful, beautiful Christians, and we are, but and yet we're hiding this stuff. Well, that stuff hinders the movement of the Holy Spirit corporately. Not only individually, but corporately. When you come in through the doors with a facade of everything's okay and you're all tore up inside, that will hinder the move of the Spirit of God. He can't do what He wants to do with us. And so tonight, I don't care where you are in the sanctuary. You could kneel at an altar. You could kneel at your seat. You could stand. You could sit. I don't really care. But I do want you to begin to run through Psalm 139. And each one of us say, what about me, Lord? Let's not worry about our spouse or our children or grandchildren tonight. Let's just turn the mirror, pick the mirror up and say, Lord, show me where I'm at. Because one thing about the Holy Ghost, He never shows you where you're at. He already has a plan. He already has a plan to fix what's wrong, to encourage you, to bring you along. It's not as hard as it seems. Most of us are deathly afraid to ask these questions. We've read Hebrews 12. He corrects and disciplines us so that we'll do better. But I tell you, I've been there many times. His correction and discipline is always administered with love and compassion. But it is administered. He's made me do a lot of things that I did not want to do in my flesh. And yet they're always more than worthwhile. Because then I became obedient to Him. I was able to humble myself and let the Spirit of God flow. And so Tim's going to play up here, and we're going to spread. Well, just do whatever you want. And if everybody sits in their chair, I don't care. But I just want to open up everything here this evening and make this a house of prayer, that as we look to the Lord in our own lives, hallelujah, Jesus could do what He wants to do. Thank you, Lord.